You're listening to the 230th edition of the Bitachon Podcast. And we're coming to actually the final pasuk that we have in the Sefer in Tehillim. Then we'll go on to some psukim, beautiful psukim in Tanakh besides. Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Bezrei Sivrei L'Hashem Lekov. Pasuk we say every day, it's in the first of the Hallelukas. Right after Ashrei, we say, praiseworthy is the one who the God of Jacob is helping him, who places his faith, Sivroi. You'll see what's special about the word Sivroi. He places his faith on Hashem, his God. He brings here the Medrash Shecher Tov. Kach amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is what Hashem says. Ani barasi yasa adam hazeh, hu oimenu mizgoy. I created this human being, and he stands, right, as opposed to other creatures that Hashem created. The animals don't stand. The human being stands, which means to say, he thinks that he's able to stand on his own. And he becomes gaivedik, he becomes egotistical. Ba Sancheriv HaRasha, v'nisgoy, v'charev v'godaf. Sancheriv, who was leader of the world at the time, kept coming into places and having tremendous siyata d'shmaya. No other way to say it. He had divine assistance to conquer the world. But he was wicked. He didn't give credit where credit was due. He gave himself credit. And he was mecharef megadav. He spoke negatively of Hashem himself, as it were. Yotzas rucho. And his wind went out of him, or his soul went out of him. I think it means the spirituality of the person left. Right? Because really, when a person has success, it's because for some reason, and could be that there are people who have it naturally, can look at the world leaders of today, they have a certain divine assistance. It's clear. You can't deny it. Sometimes they even acknowledge it. But the moment that they lose that acknowledgement, so immediately, which means their plans and their thoughts and all of their belief system, it gets lost. They get destroyed in the end. They separate from Hashem, they get destroyed. V'chein Paro, v'chein Haman. And that's what happened with Pharaoh, the leader of Egypt. That's what happened with Haman, who was second only to Achashverosh, who was the greatest power of his time. What happens with the wicked is that they give themselves the credit for the power that they have. And they deny Hashem. V'hein ruach yotzas ruchon avdu v'shanai seyan. As the pasuk says in this chapter in Tehillim, they have their plans, they think that they have the power, but their soul leaves them. They lose the source of their power, their spirituality, they lose their plans. Ritzonchem prakashu amid la'olam. Would you like a proposition on how to have that power forever, how to have divine assistance forever? Bitchu boy b'chaleis. Pasuk in Tehillim samach beis, pasuk des. Trust in Hashem at all times. Atem aimdim shenemar, and you will stand, you will remain standing. As long as you don't get stuck in your own belief, your belief in yourself. And when we say belief in oneself, we're not talking about positive self-esteem. We're talking about disconnect from Hashem. So if you stand in your belief that it's Hashem doing it, Pasuk says, Shenemar Ashrei Shekel Yaakov Israel, our Pasuk, praiseworthy is the one who, the God of Jacob is his helper. That means that I acknowledge and I recognize and I realize that if I can speak to you and I can speak coherently and I can understand what I'm reading, it's Hashem giving me the power to do that. If I'm able to sing a song and people are listening to that song, it's because Hashem is guiding me and helping me and giving the power for that to happen. If that's the case, if you know in whom you are trusting, right, the next pasuk, God creates the heavens and the earth. He creates the seas and all of the animals that are inside of the sea. He keeps truth forever. Yishmatachti es ha-shamayim v'rkati es ha-aretz. Shem azazami mekoyman. Says the Medrash, what does it mean in saying this? You trust in Hashem, right? What's the continuation of that awareness? It's Hashem created the heavens and the earth. What's special about the heavens and the earth? Hashem spread out the heavens, and He was Rika, Aretz Alamayim. He set the firmament, the land, upon the water. The earth is firm under your feet. Do they ever move from their place? Kach mishubatech bi ein schari paisek l'olam. If you trust in Hashem, your reward will never end. In this world, the next world. Kach nemer ashri shekel Yaakov Izroi. Maksivach rabbi sishamayim v'aretz. That's why the psukim say, praiseworthy is the one who recognizes that it's Hashem who's helping him. Yeah, He's the one who created the heavens and the earth. They last forever. You last forever. Your siyata d'shmaya lasts forever. As long as you stay connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everything is good. It's a major Shaykh Tav. He brings here from Yalkut Shemayni. Ravo b'shem Rabbi Lazar. Ravo said in the name of Rabbi Lazar, Ashrei shekel Yaakov Izroi. Praiseworthy is the one who the God of Jacob is helping him. Sivar l'shem l'kov. Chimayin yizel zeh. What does it have to do with the next pasuk? I say Shemayim v'aretz, that's Yemes Kol Asher Bom. Ela b'basar b'dom yesh le'patroin. Shol b'parchi azo, v'yin shol b'parchi acheres. And the pasuk says, Hashem is the creator of the heavens and the earth. He's the creator of the water, all the animals in it. What's the idea? Because you could have somebody who helps you and he's powerful in Israel. He's the mayor of Beit Shemesh. But he doesn't have power over somebody else or another place. He can't help you in New York. Let's say you even have somebody who's really powerful. He's got a lot of dominion. He's got all the power in the earth, on the dry land. Do you think that he really has power over the sea? Hashem is the creator of everything. He has power everywhere. In dry land, in the sea. Matzal min hayam, matzal min hayabasha. Hashem can save a person if they're in danger in the sea. He can save you if you're in danger on the place of inhabitation. Matzal min hamayim, He saves from the water. Matzal min ha'esh, He can save from fire. These are all elements that He created. Matzal min ha'cherev, matzal min bor ha'rayos. He can save you from sword. He can save you from death by being hit. Heaven forbid, by a missile, can save a person from inside of the lion's den. I know the Chassid, Hashem v'aretz, Hashem is called Shabbam. That's what Pasuk says. Hashem created the heavens, He created the earth, because He has power there. He made the yam, He has the power over the seas. Everything that's in the sea, He has power over it. There's nothing that He doesn't have power over. He's the one that it makes sense to trust in. That's the Yalkut Shemayni. Here brings the Maspik. Kibaka Hashem Tzur Elamim, Pasuk says in Yeshaya, with the name of Hashem, God created the worlds. He created all of the worlds. Any person that you think that you can depend upon, whether it's for money, whether it's for property, human being, anything that you depend on, anything that you depend on. Chayzer l'avisal, everything is dependent on Hashem. Kibari kalabruim, but mistayim heim. Hashem creates everything, all of the creations. And that's where it ends, right? The buck stops here, it stops by Hashem. When mekamim mefarnesam, Hashem is the one who gives them power, gives them existence. V'lachin aser lishoin al bil adoy. Therefore, it's forbidden, says the Maspik, to depend on anything besides for Hashem. Shu pa'ul v'loy pa'ul mukhlot. Don't depend on your money, on your house. That's the thing that's created. It's not the thing that does it. Don't depend on your boss. He might be giving you the job. He might be writing your paycheck. But where does he get the money from? But don't depend on something which is just is not the root of everything. The true power behind it. Ben chalav v'nifse v'lay ben almus. A human being can just pass. Doesn't have real power. Right? The pasuk before, our pasuk says, don't trust even in the generous human being that has no ultimate salvation. That human being, his soul goes out, like we saw before. He starts to get too involved in himself, makes mistakes, thinks he's the one with the power. He's dead. He goes back to his admosoi. On that day, his plans are finished. You gotta remember, Hashem is the source of power. That's the one, if you have faith in Him, you've got the game. It brings here from the Zohar, and we're gonna read the Hebrew version of it. Pasuk says, praiseworthy is the one who trusts in the God of Jacob. So the Zohar asks, what? Hashem is only the God of Jacob? Why am I trusting in the God of Jacob? What about Avram? The God of, we say it, the K Avraham and the K Yitzchak and the K Yaakov, Hashem is called the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Why don't we speak about, why don't we refer to Hashem as the God of Abraham or Isaac? The answer is that Yaakov was unique, and that's what we're referring to here, that he had to escape from his parents' house. He had to run away because of his brother. He had no money. He was all alone. He's completely by himself. Running away from Esav, his brother wants to kill him. Right? Yaakov refers to what happened when he ran away from home. All he had was a stick. And Hashem had made him great. It had given him a host of family and possessions. But how did that happen? He trusted in Hashem. He said, Hashem, be with me. He said, Hashem, be with me, protect me. And he made a promise. He made an oath. If you protect me, you take care of me, I'm going to give back to you. Which means I'm going to acknowledge that it's from you. He requested everything of Hashem and Hashem gave it to him. So we said, he trusts in Hashem, his God, right? What's Sivrei? The language of Sivrei is, it's different. It's not bitchu. They trust in Hashem. It's Sivrei. What is Sivrei? Sivrei talks about his Sivrei, which is a different language for trusting. It doesn't talk about tikva, which is hope. It doesn't talk about bitachon, which is confidence. Meshiv. So what does it use that language for? Says the Zohar. I'll take a Sivrei le Shivrei. Don't read it as Sivrei, but the word can also be read, specifically using this word, because it can also be read as Shivrei, which means breaking. The tzaddik recognizes that, especially in this kind of situation, where he's running away from his father, his brother wants to kill him, I'm being broken. And I know that I'm gonna be broken against, I'm gonna break myself. I'm going to encounter difficulties. I'm going to encounter challenges. He knew his uncle wasn't a good guy. He went to Lavan, he marries his daughters. The guy's not a good guy. He's a tough guy. I'm going to be broken. Shivrei l'Hashem l'kav, but I recognize that the breaking, the challenges that I'm going through and that I'm going to go through. Hashem, I'm trusting you on this. I'm trusting you on this. Kamasha Omar, Ki Alecha Yiragnu Kol Hayom. Pasuk says, we've been killed because of our relationship with you. We know it's from you. When we're killed, when Am Yisrael experiences difficulty and death, we know it's from Hashem. Ki Alecha Nasasi Cherpa. We know our embarrassment is from you, right? Or you are carrying our embarrassment, right? A person has to acknowledge that when something goes wrong in my life, I've got stuff that needs to be fixed. I've got stuff, mistakes that I've made. And sometimes I bang my head against it. Sometimes I walk into the wall. Jacob saw that there's shever in Mitzrayim, which literally means there's food there. The word shever means breaking. There's breaking. Says the Zohar, he saw the breaking that would happen in the exile, Shalom in Mitzrayim. that he would have, his kids would have in Egypt. When he placed his trust in Hashem. When Yaakov savlu Hashem shel galus, v'mishtanu misein emunas avaseim, Hashem shel Kadosh Baruch Hu yirag b'fiyim. The Jewish people, the sons of Jacob, they endured that difficulty, that challenge. They went through it, they knew that it was from Hashem. They always had Hashem's name on their lips, which means to say, they kept saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know this is for my best. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help me. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know this is for my best. Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Jewish people are going to come as their Redeemer. They're going to ask me, what is Hashem's name? What's His name? What should I tell them? So if you look at the letters, Vamru Li, Ma, Shemoi, Ma, the last letters of Li, Ma, Shemoi, Ma are Yud, then He, then Vav, then He, which is Hashem's name. Which means to say that in the inner aspect, the hidden aspect, it's at the end of the word. Hashem's name was there. They've been saying Hashem's name all along. But what is the manifestation of your name? The Jewish people recognized and never forgot Hashem. They endured the breaking of exile with Hashem in their lives. And that's what gives them the power to receive miracles. And we see what's happened over the last 2 years, and we see the challenges and the difficulties the Jewish people have gone through, but we see the incredible miracles. We don't necessarily realize that it's the breaking, it's the pain that opens us up to receive those miracles. That's the Zohar. So it's Sivrei al Hashem Lekav, the hope. It's the Shivrei al Hashem Lekav. It's the recognition that the pain and the difficulties are from Hashem. That gives me greater hope. Amazing. Okay, it brings a few lines from the Meiri. Ratz Aleimar. Tekvos avitachalto al Hashem Lekav. What does it mean, Sivrei al Hashem Lekav? It means the person's hope and his yearning is on Hashem. V'hizkir Yaakov ki v'hizkir b'tchonet t'chil Hashem ho'i meri lai. Right, Yaakov, when he's on his way back, facing Esav, he's facing a difficulty. Esav is coming out with 400 soldiers to try to hurt him. But he says to Hashem, you were the one who said to me that I should return. I trusted in you. Yaakov is the one who represents the trust in Hashem. So we place our trust in the God of Jacob. It's appropriate for me to trust in Him because Hashem has got control over all of the seeming spiritual powers in the world. He's the one behind the power. Trust in Hashem. Rabbi Avraham Ramach says, Rakel Yaakov Sheshia Yikolei Vav. Jacob was saved. We put our faith in the God of Jacob because he was saved from all of his enemies. He went through so many trials and so many tribulations until finally he returns home. He evades Laban, Lavan. He evades Esav and he gets home to the land of Canaan. We'll get there too. We'll get there too. The Radak says, Hizkir Yaakov Avinu ki hu batach bakel. Radak again explaining, why are we talking about Yaakov, the God of Jacob? Because he trusts in Hashem ki echav haya, okiv haya misnak al amiso, yibach mipanov. His brother was trying to kill him, he ran away. Batach beliba yafal pisha haya haylech elav ki akel amar lay shuvel eretz avisech haya imoch. He trusted in Hashem, batach beliboy, trusted in his heart. He knew in his heart, he trusted his heart, which is that he's going to be safe, because Hashem had told him to go back. I'm going to be with you. He also trusted Hashem would give him everything that he needs. He was good and he was taken care of in Haran, where Lavan lived. How does he know he's going to have all of his needs taken care of when he gets back to Israel? Don't worry, you'll have your needs taken care of in Israel. And so too, his children who trust in Hashem, trust in the God of Jacob, we can get out of our exile. You gotta have bitachon in order to get to Eretz Yisrael. Who says, I'm gonna have my needs taken care of? You'll have your needs taken care of. That's the Radak, says the Alshech. Amar Aloya Marti, Yaltiftachu Benadivim Lizoin Mehem. Alshev says another idea. Don't go to the rich people, even if they're very generous, to get what you need. Don't ask them to give you luxuries. It's better to trust in Hashem. Place your... who's the one helping you? It's Hashem. The God of Jacob. Jacob was somebody who just asked for minimum. I just need bread to eat. I need my basic needs to be met. Bread to eat, clothes to wear. She called Sivra Lehoya Rakal Hashem Shikari Lekov. He wasn't interested in lavish, luxurious physical needs. He only cared about really serving Hashem. He's like, I just want, give me the basics, because really the essence of what I'm after is serving you, Hashem. I'm only interested in making this world to be impermanent. I just want to come back safely and want you to be my God. I want to have a relationship with you, Hashem. I want to feel like you're in my life. We'll finish off here with the last mafarsh that he brings, which is Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch, always has a different insight. Amar Kel Yaakov Ezrei, like Kel Yaakov Ezrei. Why does it say Be Ezrei? The God of Jacob is in his help. Loimar Asher Mishamakir Kishaboli Ezer Vatzola Shumi Hashem. Praiseworthy is the one who recognizes that when they get saved, when the Iron Dome knocks those missiles out of the sky, when the Air Force is able to knock out the defenses of the Iranian nuclear system, that salvation is from Hashem. Hashem guided those pilots flawlessly. They had siyata d'shmaya. Avshe baba derech hateva. Even though it seems to be coming in a natural way, that help, people are doing it, people are planning it. You know how many years they planned that attack on the nuclear sites? Makash hu shezeu l'kei Yaakov Ezra. This is Hashem, the God of Jacob, who's helping him. Hamasavi l'Ezra shehu tzarech lei. Hashem is bringing the person to the help that he needs. Remind ourselves, let's remind ourselves, anytime anything happens in my life, it's all Hashem. It's all Hashem. Hashem is constantly here with me, guiding me, helping me. Thank you so much for listening. See you again next time.